All right, welcome back to Who's Talking. Jim Hopgood alongside Frank Maloney, Sports Radio 910 here in Richmond. And now it is time for the fall sports update from the standpoint of the University of Virginia Athletic Department. Frank?
All right, here we go. Men's soccer. The 12th-ranked Wahoos played Maryland to a scoreless tie last weekend, and they bounced back this week and defeated American 3-0. Their record now stands at 11-3-2. Goalie Diego Restrepo is the ACC Player of the Week. Next up is number 16 NC State, and right around the corner is the ACC Tournament. Men's basketball. Tony Bennett's first game as UVA's head coach is November 13th versus Longwood at JPJ. Get your tickets now. Women's basketball. Monica Wright and the Cavaliers are preseason ranked number 14 by the AP. Women's soccer had an unbelievable weekend. They defeated number 4 Florida State 1-0 and then crushed Miami 2-0 to improve their record to 9-5-4.
Crushed?
Crushed. And that allowed them...
It is a crushing in soccer.
That is a crushing in soccer. Yeah. And that allowed them to qualify for the ACC tournament. Chantel Jones from Midlothian played very well again in goal. And in fact, stopped a breakaway attempt against Florida State that preserved that game. Next up are the ACCs. Go Cavaliers. Women's field hockey. Ranked number 3 in the nation. The Hoos defeated Duke 2-1 on Seniors Day. UVA is now a sterling 16-2 overall. And they host the ACC tournament this weekend. UVA, believe it or not, plays Duke on Friday in the ACCs. Selensky, Stockel, and Vitesse all were named to All-AC. First time in more than a decade that three Wahoos were named first-team All-ACC in field hockey. Women's volleyball beat Miami on Sunday in 5 sets. Next up, they're traveling to North Carolina and NC State. Men's and women's cross-country. The number 12-ranked men finished second at the ACC Championships, and the women finished third. All-American Emil Heineking finished first for the men, and Catherine White finished second for the women. UVA hosts the Cavalier Invitational at Panorama Farms this weekend. Special bulletin. The Bill Dudley Scholarship Foundation is holding a reception to honor Bullet Bill Dudley on November 18th at 6 p.m. down at the SunTrust headquarters downtown. For details and to RSVP, call Katie Hunter at 212-6206. That's 212-6206. She'll answer your questions. Send emails to katietuskyhunter@gmail.com. Get in early. This is always a great event right here in Richmond.
And I think you will be leaving the show next week to get to that event. And while we're on the subject of Bill Dudley, we might as well go ahead and tell folks that as of next Wednesday night, he will be one of our very, very special guests.
We're honored to have good old number 35, a legend, a living legend, joining us, and we're very excited to have him on board, in addition to basketball star Barry Parkhill, your old running mate from the good old days of the Cardiac Cavs.
Yeah, number 40. So we got number 35 and number 40 on the show next week, and I have told Mr. Parkhill that his number one responsibility is to inform our listeners that how good Hobbo was. You know, that's the key. Even though it may not be true, that's his role next week. But anyway, the two icons of Virginia athletics, Bill Dudley and Barry Parkhill, as guests next week. Frank, we don't have much time. Just quickly, Miami, 12 noon on Saturday, Fox TV. Big game. It would be real nice if somehow Virginia could get down and steal one down in the great state of Florida.
The odds are stacked against them, and the bookies have got them as a 13.5-point underdog. But, you know, I have a very sneaking suspicion that Virginia will come out and play with their back to the wall and really make a great effort. I have a feeling they still remember that close game last year in Charlottesville and obviously the big win 2 years ago down in the Orange Bowl.
Well, that's why they play them on the field. You never know, regardless of spread or anything else. So hopefully the Cats can get down there and perform well. But at this point in time, as we wind down the show, I guess it's time for you and I to go through the thank you for the generous support that our sponsors have provided us that have allowed us to be on the air on this show.
Please consider sending your business to the sponsors of Who's Talking when the needs arise. We wish to thank West End Orthopedic Clinic,
TGI Fridays Restaurants of Richmond,
LeClaire Ryan Law Firm,
Janny Montgomery Scott, John Maloney, and Bill Jeter,
the Virginia Athletics Foundation,
TheSaber.com,
CapTech Ventures.
Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialist.
Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel.
And Kelleher Heating and Air.
Well, don't forget, we've got a huge game this Saturday. 12 noon is the Raycom game. The newspaper lists Fox as that. Seems sort of confusing to me. Nevertheless, I'm sure you can find it on your system.
I think
12 noon kickoff.
Yeah, channel 213 Comcast, high definition. I don't know what channel it would be. I guess Fox 35, whatever the case may be. But I'm sure a good, smart Wahoo fan will be able to locate the game on TV. And hopefully it'll be encouraging news from down in the great state of Florida.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Go
out on a limb. Virginia, 21-17 winners in a stunner.
Well, we are hopeful that you are right. Folks, we appreciate your joining us tonight. We continue to thank you for your support. And do support the team. The kids are still working hard. Coaches are working hard. And they deserve our ongoing support.
Absolutely. Got to get in the stadium in 2 weeks for the Boston College game. Let's give that team a hard time and find a way to win that one.
And I, for one, along with others, really looking forward to that November 13th opener for Tony Bennett. The new era in Virginia basketball begins a week from Friday.
Go Wahoos.
Thank you all.